Well, Farm and Home Week has come and gone. Many new ideas have been presented, ideas of interest to the general public and to you Northeastern farmers in particular. This morning I would like to tell those of you who were unable to attend about some of those ideas. First on my list is a new wonder legume, Burnsford Trefoil. This legume is the answer to many a dairyman's prayer. It will grow on soils on which no other legume will do well. You can use it just the same as any other legume. According to the Cornell experiments, there are two things which you must be sure to do in order to ensure good yields. One, the soil must be well prepared and fertilized, and two, the crop should not be cut or pastured during the first year. This will allow the plants to get a good start. They can be expected to last from 7 to 10 years. Those who would like more information about this legume should contact their farm bureau or write to the Cornell Extension Service. Then I attended a discussion on silages, sponsored by the Animal Husbandry Department. The professors pointed out that, according to feeding experiments carried out at Cornell, corn silage holds a slight edge over grass silage in total digestible nutrients. There was also pointed out that corn is an essential part of the rotation program on most of our northeastern farms. You all know that good corn silage gives the greatest tonnage yield per acre of crop. The great advantage of grass silage lies in the fact that it can be grown on land which will not support corn. And you can also harvest your grass regardless of weather conditions. This not only brings in grass in its most nutritive stage, but you can also expect a much better second cutting. One of the recommendations was at least 5 to 7 pounds of hay should be fed with a silage. You've heard recommendations to the effect that you don't need preservatives for wilted grass silage. However, with the wartime shortage gone, the experts are now recommending the use of molasses. Harvesting grass silage not only depends on the crop itself, but also on the method used. Even though you've heard a lot of propaganda about field choppers, cost account records have shown that they're not practical on small-scale operations due to the high initial investment required. Also talked about in relations to field choppers was the fact that many of the machines are still in the experimental stage, and that improvements in power utilization may be expected. Up at the Animal Husbandry Department, they are conducting an experiment now which will have far-reaching effects on you dairy farmers. It's a feeding experiment through which they're trying to determine whether it pays to raise calves through an accelerated system. That is, by feeding them all the milk, grain, and top quality hay they will eat. As a control, they're feeding another group of calves normal ration, and a third one is being fed subnormal ration. The results of this experiment will not be publicized until after all these animals are in production, but you can easily see how these results could revolutionize calf-raising methods. I see that I've used up all my time already, but there are many more interesting things I would like to tell you about, so listen again next Thursday to the Cornell News Service program.